Well, summer in Saskatchewan is here, but someone who has never, I don't think, been to Saskatchewan in summer, Megan Patrick, I can just remember you coming to our city and it being cold. Heck, the last time you were here, what, Valentine's Day? Yeah, and I remember someone ran out to get you a Valentine from Cabela's. I'm just saying, but you've got a new album called Heart on My Glass. It was released last week. Megan, thanks so much for taking some time for us. How are things?
Things are great. I know. I'm trying to think. Summertime Saskatoon, you might be right. I don't know if I have. We're going to have to change that.
Very true. Well, what have you got planned for this summer? Because there's restrictions lifting on both sides of the border. Like, is your diary filling up all of a sudden?
Yeah. Thankfully, things have opened back up down here. And so I've got some festivals and some U.S. dates on the calendar, and I'm just kind of waiting to find out what's going to happen with Canada. Hopefully they're going to lift some of those restrictions and let us start playing some shows, because I miss Canada. I want to be back there. Yeah. I miss the fans.
No doubt. Well, and you've got a new album out. Heart on My Glass is out. How exciting is that? And maybe how challenging was it to do it during a pandemic?
You know, it was kind of a silver lining, I think, with the pandemic, because as much as it frustrated me that things, you know, our whole kind of plan got set back, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise, because I was forced to just spend a lot of time just focusing on songwriting and really digging deep. And, you know, as a result, I think I wrote some of the best songs I've ever written, and we were able to make a record that I'm really proud of, because I had all this time to really, really make sure that it was perfect.
How hard was it to write? Because there's a lot of different emotions that we all have felt in the last year, from, I'm assuming, anxiety to optimism to, yeah, oh my gosh, are we ever getting out of this? Like, I can't imagine trying to be creative and channel those different emotions at different times.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much nailed it. I mean, you know, when everything first happened, you know, when I first came home and we had the first lockdown and everything, you know, I had a bunch of shows that got canceled. I was in the middle of the Wild Is Me tour. And, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, I had so much anxiety, and I was depressed, and I was angry and bitter and frustrated and scared. And, you know, and I was just kind of sitting there. I'm like, I can't write about any of this stuff. Nobody wants to hear about this, you know, how I'm just sitting in my house, like, angry. But, you know, I kind of forced myself to make, you know, I was kind of blocked for a long time creatively, but I told myself, like, okay, you're going to sit down for at least 1 hour every day with your guitar, and you're going to work on ideas, whether it's lyrics or just, you know, a guitar lick or a progression or a melody or whatever it is, but you are going to sit down every single day and make an effort. And so I kind of forced myself to do that. And for the first couple weeks, I didn't come up with much, but I just kept making myself do it. And then it was like, you know, a switch flipped, and I started feeling really creative again. I started writing over Zoom, and a lot of the songs on this record were written during the pandemic over Zoom. So it all kind of worked out.
Do you have any apprehension about taking the stage at all? Is it going to be any different? Is the Megan Patrick experience going to be different in 2021 than it was in 2019?
It's going to be better. I'm excited. I mean, I've played a couple full band shows over the last couple weeks here in the U.S. And it just, I was definitely knocking the rust off a little bit, but it just felt really good to be on stage. I mean, that's my happy place. It's my favorite part of what I do is being on stage and performing. So,
well, your album, I've read the most me record that I've ever made, and I can't wait to hear more about you, because Heart on My Glass sounds sensational.
Thank you so much.
Well, Megan, have a happy summer. Change the whole coming to Saskatoon thing, would you?
Yeah, I would. Well, in the summer. I've definitely been there, but not in the summer. We need to do it in the summer.
No, exactly, right? And I'll take you to the double-decker bus downtown and buy you ice cream.
That sounds perfect. I'm sold.
You had me at ice cream. Megan, thanks again for doing this, and enjoy your summer.
Thank you.